Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Tristan, it's really awesome to have you join us on Think About It. We're grateful for your work here at HBU. When you talk about academic success, completion, I got to think that a lot of students probably need help on the university collegiate level. They don't have to be afraid to reach out. Kind of tell us how you build the bridge to students who need a little bit of input and help in order to get a good GPA and move on with their career.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves in the Academic Success Center on being student friendly. It's your space. This whole area, this bottom floor of Moody Library upstairs with all of the books, is all a student center. So we really work hard to take out that stigmatism of, oh my goodness, I need help. I think a lot of first year students have that mindset of like, oh gosh, if I need help, it means that I have a deficiency. And so we in college, we really ingrain, you know, the smart guys are the ones who reach out and make sure that they have everything that they need and have all of the resources. For us, all of our services are already rolled into tuition. So free services across the board, we want to make sure that we're serving you well. Inside the center specifically, there's a ton of people that are just studying, that are hanging out with their friends, that have a cup of coffee from our coffee shop, Java City. We've got a lot of people that are studying, but also they're just hanging out. So the center itself has become a hub for student activity. And we love it that way. It's not a quiet area. It's a interactive area. You can write on the walls in there. We've got Apple TVs, smart boards, lots of different things that you can be interactive. You can have groups in there. So the area itself has been a really good space for students just to commune.
So what student that's at a university isn't cost conscious? Did I hear you right that your services are free?
All of our services in the AFC are paid for and free. So anytime you need help with your academics, reach out to us. The best place to reach us is asc@hbu.edu. That comes directly to my inbox and several other staff members' inbox. And we make sure that we get back to you within 24 hours. Also at any time during a little bit longer than a business day, usually about 9 to 10 p.m., we have a student worker in the actual center. So if you don't want to digitally reach out, you can always walk in and we'll make sure to get you what you need and serve you well. If we don't have the resource that you need, we'll make sure that we look for it, connect you, or find something that can help.
You know, very appropriately, you use the word stigma. You know, sometimes a student might think, well, if I go to the academic success completion area, maybe people will think that I don't know what I'm doing. Help them again undergird the student, prospective students, that it is not a negative mark to reach out. How many do it? Tell us about some of the success stories of those who've done it.
So it is very normal to be in the center. It's very normal to be in different spaces around campus that we do test reviews. So you can either come in and request a test review for maybe something that you have coming up in biology, in chemistry, in any of your language courses. And we'll work with the professor to make sure we have the materials that you need to be successful. So outside of your classroom time, of your scheduled classroom time, you can meet with your peers, people in your class, people who have taken the class before, and they're going to give you best practices. So it is more the norm than not to go to these test reviews. It's also very normal to come in and, you know, come by yourself, come with a friend. All of our tutors have taken the course before, received an A, have faculty recommendations. So they know how you should study. And that really becomes a mark of a successful college student, is that you're reaching out and you're using other people's knowledge to help build your own. We work really hard on a big word that's thrown around on campus called metacognition. And it just means thinking about thinking and thinking about how you're studying. So maybe you have a mindset of, you know, I am not good at math. I'll never be good at math. And you're there in that fixed mindset. We work on that growth mindset and making sure that you use the resources that are there to you and you develop yourself and you use the strategies that are more in tune to your specific learning so that you can get the most out of your studies and then apply it on from this course to your next course to your career.
Now, when I thought I heard when you used the word tutors that they're faculty recommended, and are they students? Is this almost a peer-to-peer opportunity?
Peer-to-peer, and we really make sure that model is permeated through everything we do. So what we want to do ideally is have your peer sit with you and show you, this is how I took notes. This is how I succeeded. This is how he or she grades. This is how you approach this and really get on the level where it's peer-to-peer. It just seems like the research is showing us, like, when you can have those connections, when you have that camaraderie, just different ways and different perspectives of hearing the information stick better. We also really pride ourselves in the center on being a place that employs a lot of our students. So we're the largest student employer on campus. There's about 60 of us. So if you yourself are interested in being a tutor, we'd love to chat with you.
That is really cool and really notable that you are the largest employer of students on the HBU campus. Tell us some success stories. I know that, you know, we think in terms of individuals who we really see get impacted through our programs at HBU. Give us some examples.
So we have a lot of students who have made the Academic Success Center on campus their home. So from, gosh, so many stories, from students who came into the center as freshmen and sophomore and needed help, to students who in turn turned around and became tutors themselves because they saw the impact that person had in their life. We also have several students that have come to our Bridge program summer launch that plugged into the department, into, you know, what it means to be academically successful, what it means to be a college learner, and just stuck with us throughout and became what we call a student success ambassador. So they help us make sure that we are, you know, marketing well to our students, that our students know that we're here, that our students feel comfortable asking for help. And we really make sure and put a lot of effort into our interpersonal interactions and making it feel easy and at home and not scary and not untouchable. So whenever you walk in the area, whenever you need help, you always have a friendly email, a friendly face, someone there who's willing to help.
And then during these final stages of COVID, I'm sure there's remote learning, online learning. Is there Zoom tutoring?
So we were extremely blessed by the Moody Grant Foundation. So they provided us a grant about 9 months or so before COVID hit. And it was really focused on increasing our online presence. So being able to tutor in a bigger capacity. So prior to that grant, we were doing primarily in-person appointments with very limited online Dropbox work. The majority of all the magic was happening in the center, but we saw the need to make sure that we were serving our PAMPEL division, our online students, our remote students, and also just being more available to students who, you know, may have not wanted to come into the center and wanted to take an appointment in their dorm room. So this was all in the works before COVID happened, and it was really a blessing to have that funding and a blessing to have that be part of our strategic plan. So when we became remote and everybody went to that online model, ours was already set. So it was really easy to kind of flip that switch and move all of our tutors into an online tutoring space. We use an appointment through our Navigate app. So how our students make their appointments with their advisors, with financial aid, they can make an appointment for the ASC. And then all of our tutoring happens through Blackboard. So it's already there. It's on their login. It's right where their courses happen. They just click into the tutoring org, and that's where their tutor will be at their appointment time. So that's worked out really, really well for us.
Now that is really cool. And Blackboard is the learning management system of Houston Baptist University.
Sure.
Integrated grading, all of the necessary academic surveillance. So let's make sure that everybody knows again how to contact you and how to get help or how to pursue the opportunity of being a potential tutor.
So to make an appointment with the Academic Success Center, you would go to your Navigate through your portal and click on get an appointment. It's gonna walk you through, it's very user-friendly. You're gonna select what time you want, what course you need, what person even you wanted, if you wanted to stick with a tutor every time. If you had trouble with that, or if you didn't know how to navigate that, you can call us, you can email us. ASC@hbu.edu is generally where we send everybody. We make sure to check that very often and get you what you need so we can make an appointment for you that way. You can also walk into the center for help. And if you walk straight up to the front desk, we have somebody there between 9 and 10 p.m. and they can make those appointments for you. For us, we can, and you can as well, determine how long you want an appointment. So they're defaulted at 30 minutes, but it can go sky's the limit. So if you need 2-hour appointment to go through something, that service is there for you. We don't limit any of that. If you wanted a reoccurring appointment, if you wanted to start seeing somebody weekly, that also is an option. Again, free and rolled into your tuition. So, you know, a great way to take advantage of an additional support level for you. Also to work for us. We have at HBU a student worker hub through the Office of Career and Calling. It's called Handshake. And we have an open application there. You would just apply to us, tell us why you would want to be a tutor, send in your resume, and we make sure that we contact everybody who applies. We're always looking for graduate students. We're looking for students at HBU who have been here at least a semester. So a little bit of HBU under your belt. You can tutor any course you've taken at HBU with an A. And we look for students that have at least a 3.5 or better. Lots of opportunities. We do supplemental instruction. We do academic coaching. We do, workshops, MCAT review, lots and everything under the sun. And we're always hiring. Great thing is students are always graduating. So there's always some need that we're looking to fill. So we would look forward to having you apply to the ASC and being a part of our team.
We've been talking to Tristan Fernandez-Cable, the Director of Academic Success and Completion, who works in the Academic Success Center at Houston Baptist University. Well, what a delightful young lady you are. You've got a tremendous smile too. And I just want to say, you know, people like you make a difference at HBU, and we're so delighted that you're sharing all the opportunity for students. Now, remind us again where you guys are located on the campus so that if I want to come see you in person, I can do that.
Yeah, we're actually in the best place on campus because we're at where the coffee is. So whenever you hear grinding of coffee beans, we're here. That's probably why we're the happiest place on campus, because we're the most caffeinated. So the bottom floor of Moody Library, we are in the Looper Learning Commons behind two big glass doors. Really hard to miss us. If you're looking for us, ask anybody and they'll direct you our way. And there is always somebody here to serve you at business hours and up until 10 p.m. in the summer.
Tristan, thank you so much for joining us. And we're excited about all you're doing and your team. And we wish you the very best success. And we're going to keep on going. Go Huskies. Thanks so much. Okay.
Perfect.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.